brought to you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds, suds, suds. It's time for more suds.
Welcome, 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 welcome. Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
How are we today?
Wonderful.
We be well.
Meh.
We are well? Okay, good. Well, welcome to another sud segment where we always say, if it ain't broke, give it a good old boy Dave. He'll take care of that.
What was that supposed to mean?
I don't know. You're the one that wrote the notes. Okay. I'm one of your hosts, good old gal Juliana, and with me today at the table is good old boy Kendall.
Hello, everyone. It's a pleasure to be back.
Yay! We're so happy that you're here.
He says that with a straight face. That's
every time.
Whatever.
Even when we're drinking seltzer, but fortunately not
today.
Well,
that's a whole different ball of wax. Reverend Mark, hello. How are you?
Hello. Blessings and salutations.
Good boy Dave, what's going on?
Hi, baby.
Yeah, okay. I'm your hostess, good old gal Juliana. And today's episode is going to be a brewery takeover of Mad Tree Brewing in Cincinnati, Ohio. Yay? No thoughts?
Yeah, I like it. I don't give a crap about whales, so go and
hug a tree. I love it. That's a Lady Gaga song, okay? Yeah, now I know. Okay. Good old boy Dave, why don't you tell us a little brief history about Mad Tree?
Okay. Did you live in one?
Whoa! I don't even know what that means, but I'm going with it. When Mad Tree started 8 years ago, I hope this is up to date, we were driven to craft great beer, but more importantly, to build something bigger.
That's what she said.
Than ourselves and the high-quality beer we produce. Since the beginning, we have cared deeply about creating meaningful connections with our communities. We embrace our name, Mad Tree, and work to celebrate and protect nature while reducing our impact on the environment. That's pretty cool. We are proud members of the 1% for the planet. Oh, they're 1%ers. Outlaw bikers. With a commitment to donate 1% of our sales to nonprofits focused on environmental sustainability. The craft people at Mad Tree wake up every day. Well, that's good because, you know, if you don't wake up, to connect people to nature and each other. So here are some cool numbers that they put on their website. 2,193 is the number of trees they planted in 2020. Drink tree, plant tree, repeat. Sounds like scratch brewing, actually. 626 hours of volunteer time in 2020, or just over 15 40-hour work weeks. Nice. 100% of spent grain sent to feed local cows 29 miles away from their facility every year. That's cool.
Mm-hmm. What about the cows 30 miles away? I guess they're out of luck.
Left out, Jack. Yeah. Should have moved a little closer to town. 236,400 plastic handles recycled in 2020 to be turned into more plastic handles. That's good. Recycle.
Yeah. Upcycle. Lots of that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Good job, Mad Tree.
So proud of you.
Good old boy Kendall, why don't you tell us the lineup for today?
The Mad Tree Brewing beers we'll be tasting and discussing today are Citra High, a 9.5% Imperial IPA.
Woo.
Summer Camp Haze, a 7% ABV Hazy IPA. The 6% Amber Ale, Happy Amber. The 6.9% IPA, Psychopathy. Also, we have another Imperial IPA at 8%, the Phantom Forest. And if we need to take it down a bit, we've also got a 4% low-cal Citra IPA called Ramble On. And finally, we'll end with the Midwest Luau, a 6% tropical IPA.
I'm excited to try that one.
So. That's pretty cool.
I've never had Mad Tree beers before, so I don't think so.
Yeah, really. You have.
Oh, yeah, I've had a lot of Mad Tree beers.
Quite a few, but none of these except the Psychopathy.
Yeah, I've never had these Mad Tree beers. Can I say that? Is that true?
You've had a couple, yeah.
Unless you had them without me.
No, we've had them together.
Yeah, we'll see.
And we've had them at GABF. But anyways, thank you very much.
It's not like me to forget stuff.
Never. Never. You're absolutely right. Thank you, good boy Kendall. That was excelente. Muy excelente. Reverend Mark, help us out with the ratings.
I'd be glad to. We will be discussing and rating these beers with these suds ratings, plus our signature, of course, belching sounds. Here are those ratings now. Number one, man, that sucks. Give me anything but a butt.
Sounds like you're belching out of your butt.
Ew.
Ooh. Number two, was that a belch? Number three, what a relief. Number four, a body should really not make that kind of sound. And number four, number five, I'm stuck on number four. That's because, well, that's another show. Number five, listen to that hang time. Give me another.
Nearly flawless.
Well, yeah, that's the way we like to do them around here.
That's right. Perfection is a journey and not a destination.
All right. Well, thank you, Reverend Mark. Now, let's get into the beer. But first, before we get into the beer.
It's a good word. I think we should start using that.
Be first. Yeah. Website for a second. This is really kind of cool. So Mad Tree, they're very good about like telling you, you know, their beers, and mm-hmm. it's very well laid out. But I'm like looking up the first beer that we're going to discuss, which is going to be Citra High, their Imperial IPA, by the way, that is clocking in at 9.5% ABV. Ooh. You can download the recipe.
Are you serious?
Really?
No, I can't make that up. So it is, I mean, it's telling you what percent efficiency you should strive for, what your original gravity, your bitterness and like all of the ingredients. Like, I'm really, really, really
impressed. So you can brew their
impressed.
Beer?
Yes.
You better do that now.
You know, I just wanted to take this moment to announce the opening of my new brewery soon, Glad Tree. It's going to have some beers you probably have heard of, nor, you know, something similar, but, you know, they will definitely be Glad Tree original beers.
Wow. This is fantastic. As a home brewer, I'm looking at this recipe and I'm going, this is amazing. Although I've never hit that efficiency as a home brewer, but I'd have to tweak my numbers a bit. But still, this is great.
But you know, in some of the software, you can plug your efficiency in and it'll adjust the recipe for you.
Okay. Well, that was my sidebar. Now let's get to the beer.
Good job.
Okay. So we're going to start with Citra High Imperial IPA. Tropical fruits, resinous, assertive, 9.5% ABV and 120 IBUs. They say explore new worlds of flavor as two American hops collide to create waves of tropically dank flavors. Using only Citra and Simcoe hops with some malt.
Yeah.
Mm. Color's very nice.
This is a nice beer.
For
9.5%.
Oh yeah.
This is easy drinking for 9.5%.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is not coming across as 9.5%.
No.
The interesting thing about this, and it dries out, and I think one of the reasons it dries out but gets that ABV up is I'm looking at the recipe. They add corn sugar in the last 10 minutes of the boil, is a great fermentable, and it's going to ferment out and give that ABV a boost, but thin it's not going to, thins out the body, but not a lot of impact on flavor.
Right. And it'll finish a little more on the dry side.
Yeah. And it does.
Yeah. It's clever. Yeah.
Even though you've got that bit of caramel malt sweetness in the middle that stands up to all the Citra and Simcoe hops they put in it.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of hops.
No, it is. Yeah.
They're hopping throughout the boil.
These are hops running from the cups.
In the fermentation. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You go, girl.
This is great.
Wow. And again, with how simple the recipe is, mm-hmm. this is really, really nice.
Yeah. It's a big double Imperial IPA that's got everything you want. Good flavor, a lot of bitterness. Little sweetness to stand up to it, and it all balances out.
Very balanced. Yeah.
Well, that's the cool thing about it too, because the higher the ABV, the harder it is to keep that balance.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, because it tends to, at least for me, it tends to get so sweet that you don't get, or you miss out on the dank, if that makes any sense.
Or they just go over the top it. And yeah. like make yeah. it so bitter it doesn't.
Sure. You that know. You don't get, wow. Yeah.
And yeah, a lot of these Imperial IPAs, I mean, you know, if you know them, and I haven't had this one before, you're like, you know, you're thinking, okay, is it going to be this or a little bit of sodium nitrate?
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. No.
Was that like your heart medicine?
I like this beer.
Give Reverend Mark his pill.
And I like the creaminess on mm-hmm. this too. Yeah. You know, again, to help blend everything out.
I liked
out.
Everything about this beer.
Yeah. Okay. So the Citra High Imperial IPA from Mad Tree, we are going to rate a 4.
Well, that is a nice start.
I'm going to try to brew this one myself.
There you go.
I know. And who does that?
Oh, look at that. Yeah.
Well, Bell's has published several of their recipes if you want to try brewing those at home, too.
I think so many breweries get requests, and like there's people that try to deconstruct beers mm-hmm. and like there's all that stuff going on the internet. I think people are just like, go ahead.
Yeah. Do it. It's fun.
Well, we'll be back with more Mad Tree in just a minute.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Welcome back, everyone. So today we're getting a little mad. Ha ha. We are talking about Mad Tree Brewing Company from Ohio, and this is...
Hey, take it easy, man.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You said you're getting mad.
I mean...
I gotta live with you, you know?
It was mad in terms of crazy, you know?
Oh, well, I believe that.
Thanks. So the next offering that we have from Mad Tree Brewing Company is their Summer Camp Haze.
It's just hot ocean milk with dead animal croutons.
Maybe a little bit more than that to it, but you're fine. So this one is a hazy IPA clocking in at 7% ABV. Best week ever, they say, is summer camp. It embodies all the summer fun in a hazy IPA, bursting with flavors of tropical fruits and smooth finish. Enjoy this after a day of activities while winding down with friends around a campfire. This uses Strata, El Dorado, and Idaho 7 hops. Thoughts?
I'm surprised it's 7%. My first drink of this, I'm thinking, oh, this is a nice session hazy, but it is not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm with you on that, Kendall.
It's super light.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Yeah, that's dangerous.
Yeah, that's why they can sneak them into the summer camp.
Yeah.
It'll be a good summer.
It tastes like about a 4.5%. It's really easy drinking. But you've got all that. It's definitely got those tropical flavors in there. Just kind of like a tropical fruit salad going on.
Oh, yeah.
Is that ambrosia?
It is ambrosia, yeah.
Yeah, my aunt's salad.
Your aunt's name was Salad?
No, she made ambrosia.
Oh, your aunt's salad. I thought you said it was your aunt's salad.
That's
weird.
Wow. Yeah,
go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, it's soft, too, on the mouth.
It is.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, whatever they put in there to get it creamy. Did you say, were there oats in there or some
cornstarch?
There's oat flakes.
Oat flakes, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and red wheat malt and churro.
Very soft.
Yeah. Oh,
that red wheat.
So that red wheat gives it, you know, a little bit of a spice, but it's not to the tongue as much as you can smell it.
I don't know if I've ever brewed with red wheat. Have you guys?
I have.
Yeah. Okay.
Reverend Mark has probably brewed with every
malt
grain known to man.
Pretty much, and those known to extraterrestrials as well.
Well, yeah.
You should try his quinoa beer. You'd be very keen on it.
But
I'm not. You know what? I didn't deserve that. I'm not even going to. I'm not. You know what? There. I'm going to throw the flag on myself.
Okay. This is lovely. And again, it does not taste its ABV.
What is it? 4?
No, it's 7.
7?
7? Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know why I had my head like Session IPA, but because it kind of cuts off. Like it's nice and it's soft and it does its thing and then
yeah, and it's got a quick finish, which is really nice.
That's what she said.
But that plays into that perception that it's a lighter beer. Mm-hmm. There's a lot less going on, but there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
Well, yeah,
this would be. I'd
that's
like to sit
like
down
what people say about me.
I'd like to sit down with a six pack and talk about our summer camp experiences.
Talk about our feelings.
Yeah. Or just talk about being unfeeling while we're at summer camp.
That's right. And so
wow.
You guys, did everybody here go to summer camp when you were a kid?
Oh yeah.
I went to Boy Scout camp one time and I hated it.
Yeah.
I don't like hot. I don't like being sweaty and gross. And there's something about summer camp where you're always sweaty and gross.
I went to a Cub Scout day camp once. The tents smelled like pee, so it was a good thing it was a day camp. I went to a blind camp for summer. That was interesting. This is the one place in my life where I could see better than pretty much everybody. So I felt pretty good about that. You should try archery at a blind camp. That's a thing.
I went to a rustic wilderness camp for 2 weeks when I was 10, was scared to death. And all of us were just shaking in our boots. And the counselors knew we were just freaking because there was no electricity in the woods and we were staying in these little cabins.
And now, so where was this?
This was in Smyrna nearby.
Oh, wow.
And it was on Stones River. And so they knew we were really hurting campers, you know, first night and we were scared. So they huddled us together and then proceeded to tell us the story of the crowbar man.
That's a very clever name, sadistic
killer that comes through the woods every night,
bashing,
killing little boys
with a crowbar. Yeah.
So those guys would have been fired by today's standards, but
probably.
I'm glad they told me that story because I still remember it.
It toughened you up, though, didn't it?
Oh my god. I didn't have anything like that.
A crowbar man.
I went to an overnight camp in fifth grade one time during the school year. It was like an extended field trip. And they told us all kinds of crazy stories about stuff that happened in the woods there. And it's like, why would you do that to children?
Well,
so
yeah.
But see, ours were not helicopter parents.
Speaking of letting children run free, when I was at that Boy Scout camp, I earned my wilderness survival badge. And one of the ways we did that is we took whatever we needed to build a shelter, and they sent a bunch of 12-year-old boys into the woods overnight to survive. And so me and all my buddies went out and we made lean-tos and we slept in them.
I've heard of something similar.
That's cool.
I'm pretty sure it was called Lord of the Flies.
Yeah, right? That's what it felt like. But yeah. Seriously, would you let children go unsupervised into the woods anymore? Yeah. Probably not.
Most people don't let children go unsupervised outside of the yard anymore.
Yeah, well.
Wow.
My experience, young adolescent boys during the summer, unsupervised, latchkey kids, you go feral. They go feral.
Your story should be a movie, Reverend Mark. And I would encourage everyone to go back and listen to the episode on Boone's Farm if you want to really understand Reverend Mark.
The connection between Trixie and... The crowbar man.
In fact, I think the episode is called That Rabbit Some Good Eating.
Oh my gosh. That's so funny. Well, I feel like so let down because I went to summer camp for many years, but I was like a brownie and then a junior and then a cadet. And that was, you know, what I looked forward to with my friends was going to Girl Scout camp every year. And it wasn't hot. It wasn't muggy because this was in the mountains of the Poconos. And, you know, it was great. I mean, we learned
like a lot of group showering and like, you know, pillow fights. And that's how I imagine Girl Scout camp. Like when I was
very younger. Nice. You know? No, we learned how to make fires and we learned how to row in boats and like, we learned how to fish and build tents and, you know, like stuff like that. Yeah.
Handy life skills.
Yeah. Handy life skills. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, let's move on.
Did we rate that?
No, we didn't rate that. I'm sorry. Please let us rate the Summer Camp Haze from Mad Tree Brewing Company. Mm-hmm. And we're going to go with a 4.
Yep.
You're in charge, buddy.
Barely. Okay. So let's switch gears. Let's get away from the hoppy and the IPAs. And let's go to the Happy Amber. You know, first of all, it's nice when a brewery has an amber ale. Yes. You know?
Love an amber ale.
Mm-hmm.
So this one is caramel, floral, and bready. This comes in at 6% ABV from Restaurant Foodie to Backyard Griller. The Happy Amber is here to elevate any meal. Infused into a gourmet dish or just sip down a can while barbecuing.
That's a very interesting.
I think they mean grilling there. Northerners don't know the difference between barbecuing and grilling.
That's true.
Right. Yeah. You can't have a barbecue without smoke.
Without a pig.
Yeah. Right. And without a pig. Yeah. But you got to have smoke.
Wow.
Yeah, that's but true.
Man, I've said this before on many of the past shows. Ambers go great with grilled meats. There's something about the flavor combination, you know, that Maillard effect of heat changing and browning things that makes ambers. I like an amber with a burger.
Really? Yeah. I could see that.
It's steaks. Savory. It works with steaks too. But yeah, it's a great burger beer.
Yeah.
And I like this one because it's got a little more bitterness than most ambers have. It's like a hoppy amber, and right. I dig that.
So this is using Chinook and Cascade hops.
So that explains that. Which is going
to give that to you, right? And this one, you can download the recipe.
Ooh.
You can get the recipe, too. I might have
to brew this one, too.
Yeah.
It's made with bits of real panther, so you know it's good.
Wow.
When is a panther added? Is it during the boil or is it a part of the dry hop process?
You never add the panther during the boil.
Okay.
That would be a dry hop.
Yeah.
Because you want to isomerize the oils, but you don't want them to break down.
Got it.
Too many acids.
This is nice, though, because it's got flavor. It's not offensive. It's got a little hop bitterness to it, but it's not too much one of another. Like, do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I've had some amber ales that are very caramely and very sweet for what they should be.
Many are.
You know? Oh, yeah. So this is nice.
Yeah. I would see this beer as being like second in line of what I would call a gateway beer. Like you kind of start out with a wit beer or whatever to get people, you know, into good beer.
Sure.
And then and then this would be the next one up, kind of up the spectrum, you know?
Yeah.
But you'd be introducing a little bit of...
You all right? I learned it by watching you.
A little bit of caramel, but still kind of mellow, and enough hops to kind of tantalize you a little bit, but not overly.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
Yeah. Yes. Just like Dave.
I was going to tantalize you.
I was wondering how this amber was going to fit in a flight of IPAs, but with the bitterness it presents, it's fitting just fine.
It does. Yeah, it does. But again, I really like your analogy, Reverend Mark, of the gatewayness to this, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. because I think ambers get a bad rap because so many of them are so over the top in one way. You know what I mean?
You hardly find them, too.
True.
Like,
yeah,
people
true.
Don't want to make them for whatever reason. And I think that's a mistake.
Yeah, one of my most favorite GBF recipes that I got to send was Amber Waves of Ale. So it was actually an amber, American amber ale.
Nice.
So I love them.
Well, I think they're a nice bridge between like IPA and stout. There's got to be some middle ground in there, and like the brown ales, which a lot of people don't make, and the ambers. I think that's where they can really find.
And this is also an American sort of iteration of what you would say would be like an Irish red. You know, I mean,
sure.
Like it's kind of that
less
American,
roast, yeah. more hop.
Yeah,
I like that. So we are going to rate this a 4.
Matry, you're getting it done.
This is the happy amber. Wow. Okay, moving on. Let's go a little crazy.
I used to try and slip it in.
Sniff it in? Is that crazy? Okay.
I used to try and slip it in.
Wow. We're going to talk about Psychopathy from Madtree Brewing. And this is one that is very readily available. And I think a few of us have had this one already.
Yeah, this is one of their main core beers. And I've had this one on many occasions. And I think we might be mispronouncing it wrong. I think they want us to call it Psychopathy. Yeah.
Okay.
There we go. Because I made the same mistake earlier.
But, that would make more sense. I'm sorry.
You know, it's a good hop pun there.
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. that is. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this one is bright, citrus, and floral. It is a staple beer to keep stocked in the fridge. It's a reliable IPA that bursts with bright citrus flavors followed by a smooth finish. It is a go-to option for any day. And yeah, I could see that happening. This is 6.9% ABV and has Cascade, Chinook, and Centennial hops.
The three C's.
Mm-hmm, the three C's. And this one also is downloadable for the recipe.
Yeah, this is just a great standard IPA. I wouldn't call it West Coast. You know, it's definitely not East Coast. It's
Midwest.
It's right in the middle.
It's that Midwest IPA, you know, where there's a few there. What? I think it's Two-Hearted.
That's probably the best one.
Oh, yeah. It's a standard bear. But this is a good solid IPA. It's got a little bit of those traditional caramel malt flavors you want, balanced out by the traditional Big C hops. Bitterness is assertive but not overwhelming. Just all around a good IPA.
Yeah, I like the light bill or the light grain bill on it.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I think it has a really, you know, subtle but steady malt base.
Agreed. Yeah, the slightly bitter aftertaste that lingers on your palate
really does. I mean, it hangs out for a few minutes.
That's nice. Doesn't let you forget it.
It's not loitering, though. It's gone.
This is no loitering. There's a sign. So, what do you
think? There's a sign.
Yeah, no loitering.
No, this is nice, easy drinking, not too crazy. I don't mean to say meh, but it's like just solid, good standard, you know? And in this world lately of all the excessiveness of spectrums that we've been tasting, this is nice to have a good middle of the road beer, if that makes any sense.
No, I think that
I look around this room and I see nothing but untapped potential.
Yeah, like, you know, It's got potential.
It does have potential.
I agree with you. Yeah. This is not one of those, oh, this is the best IPA in the country beers.
Right.
But it's also not, oh, this is terrible. No. I don't want to drink that. It is just a really good middle-of-the-road IPA that anybody that's a craft beer fan could enjoy.
If you just grabbed a random Mad Tree beer and Psychopathy or whatever happened to be it, you'd be like, yeah, I want to try another one.
Oh, yeah.
You know what, though? Like, yeah, in the scheme of things, like for those of us that are beer nerds, we probably have more than one refrigerator in our house, you know, and there is going to be a beer fridge.
Plus the 7 in the garage and the...
Whatever.
Yeah.
I'm just talking about having two. Unit. I'm like talking about having a regular refrigerator for, you know, the foodies in the world, and then the refrigerator that is reserved for the beer. This would probably be a good beer to have in that fridge at all times, because this is standard. This isn't offensive. This is going to be like everyone's going to at least enjoy it. At least one can of this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? Get that friend that comes over and goes, yeah, I like an IPA. And you know, they're not a huge craft beer nerd, but they like an IPA. You could give them this and it's like, they're not going to be shocked.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. And they're going to be happy. And yeah. So we're going to rate this a good solid 3. This is the Psychopathy from Mad Tree Brewing.
Well done, Mad Tree.
Okay.
You're getting it done, buddy.
Yeah. This is a nice flight so far, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. I mean, I'm kind of impressed.
I've liked these guys for a while. They came to Nashville probably back in 2017, 2018?
Something like that,
yeah. I even went to their launch party. It was a lot of fun. But it's funny because their beer lineup changes a lot, which I think you have to do to stay relevant these days. Of all the beers we've had, only the Psychopathy is one I've had before. But good beer being made up in Cincinnati, and they're one of the leaders up there.
Absolutely. I mean, I think you have to have your core beers, but to your point, you have to rotate things in and out, because people, you can't keep anyone's interest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're flighty.
We are, but it's nice to know that they're still in the area, you know, with all that we have coming into Nashville. We'll be back with more from Mad Tree in just a minute.
Not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. Slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. Today, we are embracing the forest. And we are doing a brewery takeover of Mad Tree Brewing Company from Ohio. Get it? Forest? Mad Trees?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. No pun intended.
Is that what you wanted?
That's what they should call their mixed 12-pack box, the Mad Tree Forest.
Wow. Yeah.
There you go, Mad Tree. Yeah. If you're listening, you can have that one for free.
Mm. Or you could send us like 10 of them.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah.
I mean, there's many of us here at the table.
That's true. There's at least 50 people here at this table, so we probably need a pallet.
It is a big friggin' table. Okay, so let's move on to the next offering from Mad Tree that we have, and this is Ramble On.
This looks like my urine.
Excuse you?
Ooh,
doesn't it?
I don't hang out with you in the bathroom, so you know, I don't that's, know.
Maybe you should.
That's your analysis.
See, now that gets a rim shot.
Wow. Okay. This is Ramble On. which is their juicy, light, refreshing, low-calorie IPA, which is coming in at 44% ABV and 30 IBUs. It says, take an adventure with flavors of fresh orange, grapefruit, and lemon citrus with a bright, balanced, and thirst-quenching finish. It's easy to ramble on about how this beer has only 106 calories, but it's brewed to taste great and accompany you wherever you are. It uses Citra Incognito, Citra, and Pacifica hops. I have never heard of Citra Incognito.
You'll never find it.
Sure.
This is not bad, man.
it's thin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
of course.
In the context of a 4%,
yeah, low cal, 106 calories,
right?
You shouldn't. If you're in Cincinnati, if you drink seltzer, you're an idiot, because just drink this.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. Just overcarbonate this a little bit, and you got there. You go.
It's almost a hoppy seltzer, but it's actually not bad. There is some fruitiness to this thing.
Yeah, you do get a little beer flavor. A lot of these super low-cal super session IPAs, there's not a lot of flavor. This still tastes like beer. You get a little touch of bitterness. You know, this is not the kind of beer I would want to drink a lot of just on a normal day. But if I was on a pontoon boat in the middle of the lake and I was going to be drinking all day, I'd be putting these away, because I don't want anything heavy. I want something where I can stay, you know, refreshed and hydrated.
This is a good floating down the floating down the river kind of thing.
I could hold this up next to, you know, a really good white ale as a hot summer day beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we've got, Lagunitas and a few others make these really low-cal IPAs. And
which is a challenge.
Yeah, it really is, because how do you get flavor in there with a beer? Because you need malt to get alcohol and the calories. Exactly. So you're talking a very low malt bill type of beer. And, just not much to it, but that's the whole point.
But I would, I go back to it, I would 100% pick this over any seltzer that's ever been made.
Oh, gosh, yes. Yeah. Yes. This is, I like the crispness on this, because this is making me feel like I'm having more than what I'm having. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the mouthfeel lends itself to being something heavier almost than what it is. But this is, you're getting hops. Mm-hmm. You're getting citrus. Yeah.
All those citrus flavors are derived from the hops. There's no fruit in here. It's still beer.
I almost get like this, like a white peach kind of flavor. It comes through. It's like very subtle, but I think that's kind of what they're going for, you know?
Yeah, but I could down a 12-ounce can of that in like 2 seconds.
Oh my gosh.
And it would just be like reset.
Yeah. Like that.
You could down a 12-pack of these.
It's a shotgun and beer.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the question is, though, does this make you think of the Led Zeppelin song?
It did pop into my head for a minute.
I actually,
not really.
Well, before I tried it, I thought of the song when I saw the name, but, you know.
Yeah, but if I'm rambling on with Led Zeppelin, I'm going to have something a little bit more like bourbon-y. Sorry, that's just me.
That's what I was wondering. I was wondering about matching the name to.
I would have an ESB.
Those of us who are like stuck in the past.
Hey. There's nothing wrong with the past.
That's right. It's where I try to live.
Yes.
Because I know what happened. So it's safe. Yeah. Okay. I don't know, man. I mean, I think this is a good little beer for what it is. And for the people who pick their drink based on the number of calories in it, this is something you could definitely get behind and pick, and you would have a good time with it.
Well, the thing, okay, so I'm not a fan of low-calorie beers, right? I mean, like, if I'm going to go for beers, I'm going to go balls out, and I'm going to have whatever. I'm not going to base my beer
choice
on the ABV, okay? However, this, like, you know, on a boat or in the heat, I think this is going to be just perfect.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying is, like, if you are one of those people who... Like, well, how many calories are in it before you pick what you're going to drink instead of, well, you know, what does it taste like? Or, you know, what are the hops in it?
I don't look at the calories, but that's the big thing. Sitting on a boat, you know, on a super hot day, I have certainly put away quite a few Natty Lights myself because I don't want a six pack of a big Northwest IPA when I'm sitting in the blazing sun baking.
Right. Right, of course.
So you don't drink barley wine when you're on a pontoon boat?
What's wrong with him? Like, seriously.
That would be a bad idea.
But I think this is nice. You know?
Yeah.
It's nice and decent and very, in Reverend Mark terms, this is quaffable for...
Quaffable.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
For
very
it's good for drinking if you're, like, you know, putting out a fence line with some post hole diggers. Yeah. Just, every time you... strike 6 feet.
I'll probably be holding a can of this while I'm driving a riding mower around the yard here later today. So
okay. Well, there's that.
So y'all look for that.
Yeah.
Well, we are going to rate the Ramble On from Matchy Brewing a 3.
Yeah, if I drink Imperial IPAs when I mow, I usually kind of veer over into the neighbor's yard and
you don't get quite the horizontal effect on the lawn.
And go into the street, you know. Mowing the street's not a good idea, so I'm just saying.
Okay, so let's go crazy and let's talk about a luau now. In particular, let's go to the Midwest Luau, which is their tropical IPA from Matchy Brewing Company. So this is tropical, juicy, and refreshing. It is seasonal. It does not come with a recipe. In case you're wondering.
Nor pig on a stick.
Yeah. So 6% ABV.
You won't get laid with this beer.
Oh.
Wow. Hey. I got nothing. So the Midwest Luau brings all the fun with tropical hop flavors and good times. The tropical IPA is an easy drinker on a hot day. This has Citra, Lotus, Sabro, and Motuka hops. And then just your two-row red wheat oat flakes and caramel 20.
They like in the red wheat.
Yeah, they are digging the red wheat.
Is it Sabro that has the... There's one of those hops that has a coconut flavor.
I'm getting pineapple. Yeah.
I think it's either the Sabro. I don't think it's the Motuka, but I'm almost certain it's the Sabro.
That's interesting, though, that this is not a fruited beer, but it's got all of those tiki drink flavors.
This
is like you would think they had added some pineapple or coconut to it.
Yeah. And Sabro is the coconut-y flavored hop.
Yeah. It's there.
Wow.
Dave knew something. Look at that.
Yeah, that goes with a nice... pork.
That's what she said.
A pig on a pit.
This is a nice summer beer.
Yeah.
This would actually be good with some nice barbecue or something spicy. I really like this how the coconut is kind of subtle and it comes from the hops, which just shows you how magical hops can be.
Yep.
You know.
Right. Yeah, this is a nice one. I was thinking, too, with those tropical flavors, you could use this as a base for a beer cocktail.
Oh, gosh.
And 100% a tiki beer cocktail.
Oh, totally. Yeah. Totally.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, first of all, this is, like, really cool about the innovation of hops and how far we've come over the years of hop flavors. Mm-hmm. You know, the nice thing about this is that it's subtle. It's not over the top. It doesn't taste like... coconut concentrate or, you know, that like super sweet flavor that you get from some cocktails. But this is, this is lovely. I mean, it's lovely for somebody that doesn't like dank hoppy beers, but is in the company of others that are, you know, into craft beer. This is a nice, subtle, but lovely hop beer for those that don't like that.
Yeah.
Do you know
what's
what I mean?
What's the IBV?
It's 6% ABV.
ABV.
And I'm almost curious. There's some people that won't drink IPAs. They're like, I don't like IPAs. I'm wondering what the sales are like on this, because I almost think they could just call it the Midwest Luau Tropical Ale.
Right.
Yeah, sure. You
know, and almost have it as a pale ale at the very most.
It drinks more like a pale ale to me.
Yeah.
Like the balance on it between the malt and the hops And I think the way they use the hops is very interesting.
Yeah. I think IPA is used a lot on a lot of beers that I drink that you could scale it back and call the same beer a pale ale, and it would probably elevate that beer in some way. So yeah, I think that's the way it is here.
Yeah.
Very nice, though. Very, yeah,
it's a good one.
Yeah.
But I think the 6% IPA is almost like a dinosaur. Mm-hmm. You know, like they don't, like, everybody wants to be around 7% because a lot of people are like, a lot of people pick their beer, kind of like what I was saying about picking your beer based on the calories. A lot of people pick their beer based on the ABV, you know, because they think they're going to get more of their money's worth. Like, oh, you know, if I'm buying a $7 pint, I want to make sure I get enough booze in me or whatever. But you don't always get the best beer or the right flavor.
Right.
You know, at the higher ABV.
Yeah.
But this one is legit.
No, this is very easy drinking. And I mean, as we get into the summer months, this is, I could see this in my arsenal.
Yeah.
Okay. So we will rate the Midwest Luau from Mad Tree Brewing a 4.
I went 5.
Well, that
I know.
Be,
it's a group.
That's thing. You in particular.
So I can say what I...
You can feel. Say what you want to say. Okay, I'm interested in the next one because I love the forest. And so what we are going to talk about is the Phantom Forest. This is a juicy Imperial IPA. So it's stone fruit, hint, hint there, Kendall, tropical and smooth. This one's available year-round. It is 8% ABV. Patterns of stone fruit, berry medley, and tropical hop flavors come together to create an artfully crafted beer, followed by a juicy taste and smooth finish. There you go. This has Mosaic, Citra, and Simcoe hops.
Oh, some of my favorites.
Yeah, it's incredible that they get this aroma and flavor from just
you really
hops.
Get a little peachy apricot going on that aroma. Mm-hmm. This stone fruit really does stand out.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. Wow.
And that's especially nice as the beer warms.
Yeah.
Because it even gets more luscious.
Things really come out. Everybody who thinks they should just drink all their beers cold, you really need to, you know, kind of let a little bit of it kind of warm up a little bit
to let it
express itself.
Yeah, I learned not to quit going to bars that gave me frozen glasses.
Yeah.
Who does that? But anyway,
if you're drinking Coors Light.
You have to.
Yeah.
Got to choke it down somehow.
Yeah. But like, or even like, even a really good Pilsner,
mm-hmm.
you know, you want to drink it cold. But
yeah.
Something with a little more complexity, where the hop oils instead of the acids from the hops are really where you're getting the most action. You want to let it kind of open up a little bit, I think.
You know you're drinking a big Imperial IPA when you're drinking this, though. Mm-hmm. You really get that little bit.
Yeah.
There's no heat, but you know it's got some substance to it.
Yeah, right. 100%.
And even though, I mean, I don't go straight down the line with, like, seasonal drinking, you know, because I like Imperial whatever IPAs in the heat of the summer. But I think this is even more compelling type of drink in the cold. I mean,
this
would be a much, much better cold day beer. It would be fine, you know, in the summer too, but I think this is a really good one.
No, but I agree with you. I think, especially with the ABV on it, you're in the heat of the summer, you're like, you don't want to bring as much of that alcohol mm-hmm. into you with each beer, you know.
Yep.
No, I mean, for it being an 8% ABV beer, this is not something you're going to drink in like July and August. I mean, you may if you're
in air conditioned indoors.
Sure, yeah. Sure. But overall, this isn't going to be your, you know, go-to.
This is not that pontoon boat beer.
No. Right. Oh my gosh, right. No. But I like the smoothness of it. I like the balance of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I may not get the forest. But and now I'm... Yeah.
It's still got a bit of aggressiveness, though. You know you're drinking a big beer.
Yes.
Yep.
100%.
True.
It asserts itself.
We are going to rate the Phantom Forest from Madtree a 4.
Well done, Madtree.
Very good. Great flight.
This really was. I mean, a good variety of beers, and I mean, this is just a taste of what they have, so to speak. Well, this is going to wrap it up for today's Suds episode. We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, please do yourself a favor and tap.
Give it a little tappy.
That tap, subscribe tap button. The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, or Uncle Larry. Don't forget about Uncle Larry. Play podcast, Sip Suds and Smokes.
And we would love your feedback, so you can reach us online at any time at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com.
Our daily tasting notes flow out on Twitter every day at @SipSudSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the millions of other fans on those social media platforms.
Do us a favor and take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. 5 stars. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well, even the bad stuff.
Good old boy, Kendall. Thanks for being here.
It was a pleasure being here. I've always loved this brewery. They're good people, and yeah, it was great.
Please tell us about your blog.
My beautiful wife and I blog about the good news of good beer at beermakes3.com. Also Instagram.
Yay! Reverend Mark, thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thank you, and thank you, Big Tree. We love what you're doing.
Good old boy, Dave.
Go drink a tree, everybody. Yeah, and then plant one.
This is good old gal Juliana. Thank you so much for joining us today. Madtree, I think we're in love. Keep on chuggling, and we'll catch you next time.
Did I say Big Tree?
It's okay.
Been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the good old boys, will see you all next time.